You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com. Even if you're working, you can still make it an awesome weekend.
Always.
Yeah. So my wife always works on the weekends, but I she know. Still makes it an awesome weekend.
Well, it's because she's awesome.
That's right. So, and she really, though, does love when she finally is done with work. And then,
she has long days.
Yeah. So she works 12-hour shifts. Yeah. So,
and then what do you do when you're like, she leaves you alone?
She does, yeah. So I actually do, like, that's the days I do, like, house stuff. I can, like, play whatever I want really loud. So she likes to watch, like, more movies or TV shows, and I more like to listen to the news or, like, strange podcasts about weird technical things or whatever. So I can have that going all day, and then I just kind of, actually, this is kind of sounds boring. You would think I would do something more exciting. I usually, like, clean and shop for groceries and stuff.
Wow, so she comes home and things are done.
Yeah, she comes home awesome. And I've got things cleaned up.
That
so.
Does not sound weird. That sounds very good. Good job on being
Thank
a good
you. Thank
husband.
Thank you. I try.
That's really good. And, you know, really our message today kind of goes along with that. And we'll kind of go back to what you're doing and everything. But it's from 1 Corinthians 13:3. And, you know, that's the love chapter. If you've been to too many, any wedding practically has that scripture about what love
chapter.
Is. It's the love chapter. That's right. And, you know, you have to really start digging deep because you're so used to hearing it. You almost become numb to the words. But in verse 3, it says, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. And then my favorite word, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing.
Yeah.
And I've thought about that so much because we're living in a time where loving others is not happening too
right.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sometimes it's very distressing how people are so concerned with self. And so I had this awesome neighbor that he would just be amazing. He would just have this little, you know, those push lawnmowers. Have you ever seen it with, you know, there's no power except for
you. Oh, yeah. Those are, that's like old school.
That is old school.
And I've never used one, but every time I see someone doing that, I think, that probably takes a lot of effort.
It does. See, back in the day when I was growing up, that's what my dad had.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you just, when it, you know, when finally you got something with a motor, it was like, what? You know, it was pretty amazing. But my neighbor had, it was just his own muscle that was doing it.
Wow.
And he'd take that thing all over the neighborhood. And if a lawn had to be mowed, he would go up and say, I'd love to mow your lawn. And he would do it with that.
Wow.
And I don't know exactly why he did that, because he had another mower, but it was this kind of signature that he had, that he was doing the work, that it was really a labor of love.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time how I met him was he mowed my lawn.
Oh, cool.
And I was pretty excited over the whole thing. And at first I was like, oh, wow, he thinks my lawn needs to be mowed, which it did.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like, oh, dear, is it bothering him? You know? And then as I got to know him, I realized that was his act of service.
Huh. Wow.
That he was doing it to love the neighborhood, but also to bring about kind of a community. And really cool guy and everything. And, you know, it's made me always think that at least once a month, we need to take one of our Saturdays and or Sundays or whatever our days are off, I should say, and just really do something that's an act of kindness.
Right.
And do it out of love, not out of, you know, I want something back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it is very, you know, you don't do it for yourself, but in reality, when you do something like that and spend your time to help someone or to do something, it's very fulfilling, and you just kind of feel like you're doing the right thing.
Right. And you have to be okay that someone may never even say thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, a long time ago, I really struggled with the fact that, you know, I couldn't always make someone happy.
Right.
And it took me quite a while to realize that loving others did not mean that they were going to be happy with me.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird concept. But I started realizing that I was almost requiring people to be happy with me because I loved them.
Hmm.
And began to realize that, no, loving someone means that nothing in return. I'm just loving them to give them love, to do this act of service. And so I had, you know, I've had some amazing friends. I had one set of friends that they bought groceries for different neighbors once a week.
Oh, wow.
And they would just bring in sacks of just kind of those staples and everything.
Yeah.
And when you saw them coming, you knew what they were doing because they were known for that.
Right.
And they would, you know, tell you, if you don't need these, please give them to someone that needs them.
Yeah.
And they would just leave that to you. Isn't that an awesome
idea?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some YouTube videos. They were kind of, I guess, maybe another version of that. It was this guy who they said that they used their money one time, and they went out and got in line behind people at the grocery store, and then they would just pay for people's groceries. And then they put videos up, and then people started donating money to this. And so now they just do this. Yeah, so their one act of doing that then generated all this excitement. And so now they kind of try to find people who they can just bless and pay off their grocery bill.
I think, you know, for today, let's just remember that without love, we've gained nothing.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.